Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Gaza is on the verge of intensifying killing and raging oppression if the Islamic Ummah does not move to support it. Gaza of Hashem enters a new stage of killing and destruction after the criminal entity's security cabinet decided on the morning of this Friday, August 8, 2025, to expand its operations to impose its control over Gaza City completely, and this decision came with cover from America on the tongue of Trump, Rubio, and others from the residents of the Black House. The occupation's new decision carries in its meaning nothing but more killing, more starvation, and more displacement until it eliminates any possibility for life in Gaza. If there remains any possibility in it, and to leave the people of Gaza with only two options and no third, death or displacement, and they are closer to the choice of death. And on the other side of the captive Palestine, the criminal entity decides in word and deed to impose its sovereignty over the West Bank, so it kills, arrests, demolishes houses, confiscates lands, expands in its settlements with a cancerous expansion, and transforms the cities and villages by placing gates at their entrances into isolated areas resembling the Native American reservations in America and the ghettos of Western colonialism in Africa. O Muslims, it has never, for those who have incurred Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wrath to commit their crimes, except with a rope from America, the Western states, and their allies and agents from the rulers of the Muslims. Those statements they issue about their sympathy with the people of Gaza or those feeble calls to allow the entry of aid are nothing but attempts to mislead the peoples and distract them, for these states are the ones who supply the Jewish entity with weapons, and they are the ones who provide cover for its crimes. The aid centers that America established have become traps for death and killing, making the morsels of people's sustenance dipped in blood and humiliation. And in this obstinacy appears the role of the Palestinian Authority, which has not ceased to place responsibility on the Mujahideen for the crimes of the Jews in Gaza, and calls for disarming them in the hope that with this disgrace and humiliation, it may obtain recognition of a state on paper, which America tramples with its words and the Jews tear apart on the ground with sovereignty decisions. And yet the head of the Palestinian Authority continues to dream of ruling something of Gaza, even if in the form of a municipality or local authority that is closer to mercenaries working to serve the objective of the Jewish entity. The issue of Palestine and Gaza is without any doubt, its cause is clear and its solution evident. However, the Islamic Ummah, under the campaign of deception, has begun to see the entry of food to the people of Gaza as an accomplishment, and before that, it saw the achievement of a truce as an accomplishment and saw the cessation of aggression as an achievement as well. Perhaps the entity, the world, and the agent rulers want to bring the Islamic Ummah to a conclusion that displacement and surrender are a better option than the annihilation of the people of Gaza, or that the annihilation of half of them is better than their annihilation of all of them. All while the Ummah realizes in its deep awareness that the cause of the ailment is the existence of the usurping entity and the existence of the regimes that protect it and prevent an entire Ummah from supporting Gaza, and it realizes that the remedy is only by liberating all of Palestine from its sea to its river, and that it is obligatory upon the Islamic Ummah to move massive armies in support of their brothers, and it must cross over and trample those who have inherited to it the illusion of incapacity and the weakness of resolve, and have torn it apart with borders that made it into talks and have shredded it to pieces. O Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best nation brought forth for humankind. The issue of Palestine today has reached a level it has never reached before, for Jewish prayers and rituals are being held in Al-Aqsa Mosque. The people of Gaza are being slaughtered and starved, and the people of the West Bank are being besieged in ghettos and are facing what is more atrocious than what happened in Gaza. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not envelop us with His mercy and victory, every step the Islamic Ummah takes today without toppling the thrones, opening the borders, and then mobilizing in jihad in the path of Allah to liberate al-Masra, site of ascension, will increase the burdens that the Ummah carries over the burdens of blood, hunger, and siege of the people of Gaza. And unless it moves a serious movement with its scholars, its common folk, its thinkers, its elites, and its armies towards unifying its word under one banner, the banner of La ilaha illallah, there is no deity except Allah. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah in the shade of a khilafah, caliphate, upon the method of the prophethood that establishes the deen and wages jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The killing and rage will increase among the people of Gaza in particular and in Palestine in general. And you will be asked about what you used to do. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَا لَكُمْ إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ إِنْفِرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ اثَّاقَلْتُمْ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ أَرَضِيتُمْ بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ فَمَا مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ إلا تنفروا يعذبكم عذابا أليما ويستبدل قوما غيركم ولا تضروه شيئا والله على كل شيء قدير. O you who have believed, what is the matter with you that when you are told to go forth in the cause of Allah, you adhere heavily to the earth? Are you satisfied with the life of this world rather than the hereafter? But what is the enjoyment of worldly life compared to the hereafter except a very little? If you do not go forth, he will punish you with a painful punishment and will replace you with another people, and you will not harm him at all. And Allah is over all things competent. Surah At-Tawbah 38-39. Hizb ut-Tahrir, the Blessed Land, Palestine.